Molly, my name, this show, America Tonight. Coast to coast and all the nooks and crannies in between. What is the buzz in your backyard? What is it that you're talking about? What are we collectively talking about as a nation? One of the things that just won't go away is all this stuff with Herman Cain. In the meantime, we are being crushed by unemployment. More homes foreclosed on, even though we have historically low interest rates. Who can get a loan from a bank? What a joke. That still hasn't changed whatsoever. In the meantime, in Oklahoma, they're worried about an earthquake. How about that? They had 10 aftershocks. That's what they were dealing with Sunday. 5.6, a record. Boy, you think of tornadoes, not earthquakes, when you think of Oklahoma. Just another thing to add to the wacky list of what happened in the last couple of days. And the fight over jobs. Republicans most likely will block an extension of the jobless benefits, the unemployment stuff, which will come up again this week. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the employment picture. Who wants to be at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and be the leader of the free world? I can think of at least 8 or 9 people who want to do that. You know their names. On the Republican side, it's the usual suspects so far at this point as we head into primary season. It comes down to who's going to be standing at the end as we get closer to the summer. Herman Cain is trying to shake off all of the week-long sexual harassment stuff and is having a very tough time putting it behind him. It's definitely not in his rear-view mirror. Some of the other candidates on the Republican side are saying, look, let's just get it all out there and deal with this, and then it's done with, because we have serious things to deal with. In the latest Reuters poll, Herman Cain was down 9 points. Now at the end of the week, Cain has a chance, at least on issues, to go toe-to-toe with Newt Gingrich in a Lincoln-Douglas-style debate being put on by the Texas Tea Party Patriots, where the focus is not about anything to do with sexual harassment or any of the allegations or any of the things that were sealed up in records, but only about Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. So what would the policies be? Really diving deep on the issues. And this is something that came lately, I think, because of the focus being on what happened in the 90s at the Restaurant Association, where he was a Washington lobbyist and he put them on the map. He could shake that off and focus at least for a time on that. C-SPAN is broadcasting just the two-man debate, because that's all it is. It's just back and forth on the plants. It's going to be way deeper. There's no real talking points on this. It's everything. It's going deep on those issues. I'm going to be curious, certainly, to see that. In the meantime, Ron Paul, who often is not mentioned, I think, enough for the fact that he's winning a lot of these straw polls and has a very loyal following, without a doubt. Many of you have called this show and said the same thing. How come Ron Paul always gets ignored? I don't think he gets ignored by Republican mags or shows that lean conservative. I don't think that necessarily he does. I think if you wanted to call it mainstream, in the so-called mainstream media, whatever that is, he doesn't. Yes, he does not get a lot of attention. In the meantime, what he did get attention for, though, was winning, like I said, another straw poll, this time in Illinois. So he's collecting them for what it's worth. And here's another one. It was a statewide straw poll to determine, you know, the unofficial preference. He won Saturday's poll with 52% of the vote. He won in both online and total votes overall. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney carried the in-person voting with 35%. And the Illinois straw poll, so you know what the sampling is, at more than 3,600 votes. So it was larger than states like Ohio, it surpassed states like Ohio, Florida, California that also had straw polls. And any Illinois voter could cast a ballot in the straw poll with a $5 donation to the state party. The Illinois primary isn't until March. It's March 20th. So pretty interesting. Ron Paul over the weekend and heading into the weekend, too, was asked, of course, about a lot of things, including Iran and what about spending and what his true message is with that. I think he's been pretty clear all along. He favors absolutely less government, less government, less government. Forget about the Federal Reserve and what's going on where we're just printing the quantitative easing, all this money with nothing to back it up. So this was Paul, a little slice of Paul about all three of those things.
The message becomes more appropriate every day because I have talked about, our monetary system, our spending, our debt, and we're in the midst now of a sea change in the world because of this expansion of debt worldwide, and we're on the hook for it. My message is cut spending, not raise taxes. Change the opinion about what government should do, but in my proposal, I say real spending cuts, not like the others, tinkering on the edges. I want a $1 trillion cut in the first year to show that it's spending that is the problem.
All right, spending, I agree with him on the whole spending thing, absolutely. And Ron Paul, like I said, wins the Illinois presidential straw poll and has said now he's ruling out an independent bid for the White House. He's saying he doesn't want to go down that road because now he's being asked a lot about that. He was part of the Sunday Swirl. He was on Fox News Sunday, and he's asked why, why don't you want to do this? And he said, I love this. This is vintage Paul. When he's asked about why don't you want to do that, because I don't want to do it. That's the reason. So he says if he's not the nominee, he's not sure he would support the Republican nominee, whoever it would be. But and I like this as well. He says, not until I get to talk to them, find out what they believe. If they believe in expanding the wars and they don't want to look at the Federal Reserve, they don't believe in real cuts and deregulation, a better tax system, then it would defy what he thinks, so he wouldn't support them. So he wouldn't jump on board, just jump on board the train. I mean, this is a guy who is a 3-time presidential candidate, a 1-time libertarian nominee, which is why he gets asked about third party all the time. And he says that, among other things, besides what you just heard there, cut the trillion in the first year, he was asked, of course, like everybody else, about Herman Cain. And he says, look, the allegations against his program, he's like the Federal Reserve and his national sales tax. They are very, very legitimate and supports for bailouts. This is an exact quote. Those allegations are legitimate. Those other allegations, these problems that he had, then he says, no, I don't think. I think the media blew this way out of proportion. So he says it's the media's, a little bit of the media's fault that this has become such a big story. And because Ron Paul knows it, what's happened is it's more about paparazzi-type journalism, I guess, than anything else. Stay with us. Coming up, the hits, what happened over the weekend, we're playing them next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Hitting the headlines here in this segment of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're off to a fast start here at the beginning of the week. Oh, we got some long shots to tell you about and some big surprises in the NFL. 800-259-5791. That's the digit. You can buzz in if you want to share your 2 cents on any or all of it, of course. Here's the big headlines over the weekend. I think, sadly, Smokin' Joe Frazier is in hospice. How about that? I met Joe Frazier when I was a kid once and didn't, you know, what did I know? Now that I've seen some of the Joe Frazier fights and I've gone back and been able to see it, especially the Thriller in Manila, man, I got this great Ali series and that's on there. The fact that he's seriously ill with liver cancer and in a hospice, very, very sad. He was one of the greats. Back in the day when heavyweight fighting, when that division in boxing was in its glory days, let's face it, because now it's just riddled with alphabet soup and nobody's interested. They're interested in mixed martial arts and they're interested in maybe a little bit lighter classes when it comes to boxing. But the heavyweight division has definitely lost a lot of its steam, without a doubt. The other thing is, what about the Occupy movements, you know, the arrests, the police blotter when it comes to any of them? One of the biggest was in Atlanta. The 19 people were arrested in Atlanta. There's still questions surrounding where is it going, what's going to happen, is there going to be any political pull at all? How about this, Puss in Boots? Who's going to see Puss in Boots? It must mean that a lot of nieces, nephews, kids, grandkids are going to the movies because we're heading into that time of year since we do the cheap movie review on our third hour Friday morning. It's worth telling you once again, 33 million. How about that? That's for the second weekend in a row. So people are going to see it. There's, you know, it's interesting thing with these animated flicks. As many of you know, when you've gone to see, if you've gone to see any of them, it's like the Shrek stuff. there's two kinds of meanings going on in the films. There's the kids that flat on will watch it and they just will giggle their heads off. It's the characters, it's the thing. But they don't get the innuendo and all the other stuff that's written in there for the adults. Because it's there. Somehow there's a way to zig and zag around it, and a lot of these studios do a brilliant job of that. So clearly parents want some kind of an entertainment deal where they can take the whole family. I guess they have young kids, and like I said, other relatives taking kids to the theaters, who knows, parties, whatever, but wow, wild. And this is a follow-up to something that we talked about here on the show. Sadly, I see these copters when I go, you know, these helicopters when I go to New York, and I've been in a helicopter a couple times in my life, and I have to tell you, I used to be like a risky kind of person. Now I'd be a little bit more of a squeamish kind of person. I think once you hit 30, once you're over 30, then it kind of kicks in, right? So a 60-year-old woman on Sunday became the third person to die because of that helicopter crash last month in the East River in New York. Oh, that's awful. She hung on for a long time, and these were tourists who were out celebrating a birthday, and unfortunately, there was a woman from Australia, and she was celebrating, and the helicopter sank, and it's just a terrible, terrible tragedy. Every once in a while, you hear about these crashes. There have been about 28 helicopter crashes in New York in 3 decades. Do you think that's a lot? Think of the helicopter traffic over a huge city, our biggest city. I don't know. I think they have to investigate it, and I think that there has to be some concern. It seems high to me. I don't know what the National Transportation Safety Board will say. They have people looking into this, and you know, this was right after takeoff from a helipad, and of course those people were thinking they were completely safe. You're not thinking as soon as you're taking off something like horrific like that's going to happen. All right, speaking of horrific, nobody died, but it sure shook up a lot of people. When you think of an earthquake, 5.6 magnitude, I mentioned this before. Are you thinking Oklahoma? These people certainly were. Listen to their experiences.
Got a kick out of it. You know, I mean, it didn't bring the house down or anything, so we're all still here, I guess. You could kind of feel the house quivering a little bit. And I think we all took notice of it and dismissed it. And then it got quite a bit louder. You could kind of hear the glass and the windows rattling. And we all paused for an instant and, you know, just said earthquake. And we got a kick out of it.
Damage to walls and other damages on homes, but not so much structural damage.
All right, so not so much structural damage. Some had chimneys fall in and roofs collapse, but only a few families had that happen. Nobody was killed. A few people got a few little scrapes, but nothing where they had to stay overnight in the hospital. So, whew, that is the good news. And how did you enjoy kicking back to daylight savings time, where we have to fall back? Man, in one sense, I like it. In another sense, I hate it, because doesn't it throw you off? I wonder how many people listening to me were late for church, were late to pick up buddies, were late to go watch a game, late in bed when they were supposed to be up doing something else, and they got confused on the time. Or were you one of those people where immediately you switched the time, all your clocks in your car, in your house, your wristwatch, everything is switched, everything is done. Luckily, I have an iPhone, because you know what the great thing is about the iPhone? Wherever you're traveling, automatically switches to that time, and of course, kicks the time back when you have to fall back. So that was automatically done for me. Let's go to Sam in Connecticut. Hello, Sam. Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
You're losing it, Kate.
I'm not losing it. I got it all upstairs, buddy. What's going on with you?
Former Philadelphia Flyer head coach is now back in employment as an NHL head coach.
Who?
Ken Hitchcock. You got the St. Louis Blues coach was Ken, and your at least I think he's your favorite NHL, former NHL head coach, now back coaching in the NHL.
Oh, that's good. I like Hitchcock. He's a good guy. I covered him when he was with the Dallas Stars and then with the Philadelphia Flyers.
Right.
I hadn't heard that yet because there was too many other things going on, so I hadn't heard that news, but that's great.
Yeah. You know, I was happy for him, too. But, you know, like it came by complete shock because, you know, I'm watching here in Canada. I mean, St. Louis is only one game below 500, but for the ownership group, that's not good enough. So, you know, they can, whoever the coach was. And now Ken Hitchcock is back. Okay, now, prediction for tomorrow night. I know your Eagles will win. Will they cover the spread?
Will they cover the spread? Why, do you have money on this game?
No.
I don't want you to bet money on my prediction.
No.
If it's straight up, that's different. If you're talking about straight up, I would say Philly.
Okay, straight up, because I'm one of these, okay, I don't bet, I mean, I might bet a beer with a friend of mine or something, but I usually like to look at the point spreads and see, okay, are these so-called experts, and I put that in quotation marks, are they right or are they wrong? That's why I'm asking, you know what I'm,
you know? You know what, every single week we have on the show, we always have a...
Bet the score.
Yeah, we have Nail the Score, and we have Steve Budin on, and we go through that. We talk about the lines and what'll happen. And I'm in two different pools for fun, one with the lines and one without. And it's interesting because it's different every time you look at it. So the Eagles are at home.
Right.
The point spread was like 3 the last time I looked.
Right.
So if it's 3, I got to make sure that's right because sometimes that changes. I would say they cover it.
Okay. I was reffing kids football today. You hear about parents living vicariously through their children? Yeah, I told you I mentioned that girl, Elizabeth.
Yep.
Okay, very good referee. She was doing a game with me today. It was, it was a league championship game. She was the head ref. One parent came running on the field about a call he didn't like, and starting calling her names I'm not going to repeat. So then we tried to... Okay, I'll continue the story tomorrow, but it got a little ugly. Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
All right, the trials and tribulations of a female referee in Canada. Sam, thanks for the call. Coming up, we're going to fill in the blanks a little bit more on a couple of other things happening in the world of politics. Oh, I know. We can't get away from it, can we? Because when I say there's buzz in your backyard, it is over the politicians. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree spray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Coming up in our next segment here on ATN, did anybody nail the score since Sam brought up, he was asking about the Philadelphia Eagles and Chicago, which caps off the week. It's the Monday Night Football game. Our nail the score game, Seattle and the Dallas Cowboys. The final score, the Dallas Cowboys beating Seattle 23-13. So the guesses were pretty good around it. We had a couple of close guesses, but nobody nailed the score. Dan said 27-24. Dan said Cowboys 27-24. We had Susan in Kansas who said Boys 27-17. We had Rick in Illinois who said Dallas would win it 24-10, but here's the deal. Nobody nailed the score once again. Oh, boy, it'd be great to have a winner for nail the score. And time is ticking away. We're going into our 10th week in the NFL. But it was a crazy week of upsets and strange goings-on. Miami-Kansas City was a weird game. I'm not going to tell you the finals. You'll hear that in our next segment. The Jets and Buffalo, I thought, was a wild game. The other game that was interesting was the St. Louis game, St. Louis and Arizona. And the big game to me was the Giants and New England, a rematch of the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. And the Sunday night game turned out to be a pretty edge-of-your-seat game at the end. There's probably some fans that are furious and others that are excited by that outcome. I said we were talking politics because we can't help it. The buzz in our backyard is about the politics because so many of us are concerned as to who is going to be the leader of the free world next time around. And we're a year away from that election, meaning the guy currently in the White House, Obama, is Obama the incumbent going to get in again? Or will we see somebody of this crop of candidates now that are out there, from Herman Cain to Ron Paul to Mitt Romney to Newt Gingrich? Newt Gingrich seems to think that he's going to turn the corner at the right time, just like those Breeder Cup races where some of these long shots won because they turned the final, went down the final turn and went down the stretch at the right time they made their move. That's what Newt Gingrich thinks is going to happen to him. So the Sunday talk shows are filled with the people that are running, except for Herman Cain. He's stayed away. He hasn't stayed away from reporters asking him questions, but he's got the sexual harassment issue that's above his head that he can't seem to knock down unless something changes that, and it's already knocked him down in the polls, and he doesn't really want to go there. He wants to focus on the issues. Let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Kate, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. You're talking about everything's right there in your backyard. Well, I was in my backyard this past weekend and did nothing but catching or at least a few smallmouth bass. So,
ooh, good for you.
I stayed away from the idiot box as long as I could as far as the news goes. Watched football Saturday and today and hit an auction, you know, did basically nothing the whole weekend. I loved it.
That's what you're supposed to do. That's what weekends are for, that you can actually chill and get away.
That's what I did. So anyway, I just heard you say nobody nailed the score. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get in with you at the end of the week last week because my work schedule kind of got screwed up at the beginning of the night throughout the week. So everything's back on track now. So anyway, this Herman Cain story, I think this is a lot to do with the handlers of his campaign. They should have told him right from the get-go, look, go out, make a statement like this, say, yeah, there was a few things back then that I might have construed it as sexual harassment. To me, I didn't think it was. Maybe a little too much flirtiness. Some ladies were paid off. End of story. Apologize. Move on with his life. It was 15 years ago. And the way he's handling this is totally wrong. And that's why the news coverage is the way it is right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. You're absolutely right.
If he just came out and said, yeah, this was in my past, more than 15 years ago, I think it'd be a dead issue. So I don't know. We'll have to see where that goes. I still think he's the best person to turn the economy around. But the way the Alphabet News, ABC, NBC, CNN, you know, all them, the way they construed things and handled this, they're just not going to let it end, and I think it might not help him at all. He's really got to sit down with it.
He does. He does have to sit down with it. He has to come clean, get in front of it, or people are going to keep harassing him over and over and over every single time he's out there. The longer it's out there flying around, the less likely his campaign is going to continue to linger. That's what I think. The more that you keep hearing this and seeing it and he gets angry and whatever, they're not going to let it die. You're right. Alphabet Soup is not going to let it die. It's going to continue to roll on, and they're there every day on the campaign trail, so it's going to just be, they're going to murder him every day. Yeah.
Yeah, the issues aren't going to get resolved.
Nope.
It's just going to be all about this. So I just can't see Barack Obama getting in another 4 years. If we do, I'm just going to have to start learning another language because I'm out of here.
Jay in Kentucky, you take care, my friend. Thank you. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, you know, we're hanging in there. So, by the way, if Joe Frazier dies, will that be another down goes Frazier? Down goes Frazier.
Would his obit say that? Down goes Frazier.
That was the greatest sports call of all time.
Oh, it was. Down goes Frazier. I have that somewhere, yeah.
Anyway, though, now it's sad to hear. Who would ever stop for Muhammad Ali without living? So,
no.
You know, especially how long Muhammad Ali's had Parkinson's. So, But anyway, though, and you see the Cowgirls just barely hung on today. It was pathetic. It can barely beat Seattle, you know. And
they were terrible in that first half, and then the second half better.
Yeah, you know, I've kind of realized to take a back seat to it because you know what Tony Romo reminds me of? Danny White. Danny White, you know, quarterback for the Cowboys during the 80s, was a nice guy, just couldn't win the big game. You know what I mean? And that's where this guy's at. You know, I'd be very surprised if ever see Dallas pull off another Super Bowl.
Danny White ended up with the Arizona Rattlers. He was doing arena football in the end.
Yeah, well, yeah, he coached, and he ran it, and then he's coached, you know, he's coached it for quite a while. And,
yeah.
I mean, they made his money. No, I'm not kidding, but he just couldn't win the big game with the Cowboys.
Nope.
You know, but anyway, though, and by the way, speaking of movies, I did see Tower Heist. It was pretty funny, you know, but I don't know. It's kind of a shoot and miss. If you're an Eddie Murphy fan, you'll love it. If you're not, you probably won't, so... You know, but, and then I saw that Ides of March, along with George Clooney.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I want to bring this back to politics a little bit, Kate. I just got a curious question. I don't know if I've ever asked you this before or not. Is there a Democrat in this country that's ever made it to their wedding night celibate? I mean, a virgin or whatever you want to call it. I mean, I was, you know, I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm just like, the whole thing was Democratic politics 100% pure, you know, and the immorality, the covering up pregnancies, and, you know, I just shook my head and like, man, this is type of, you know, it was kind of like, I was like, man, this is what we hear every day in American politics. Why do we need it in a movie, you know? I mean, that was just kind of my feeling. Like, if I saw it, it was just like, gee, you know, this is what we hear about every time, you know.
Well, that's it. I think that's the kind of movie they were trying to make. Like, hey, this is it. This is your politics right here. You're right. It was like every day. It was as if you were really watching and something unfold that we keep talking about on America Tonight and all the other shows.
Did you see the 60-minute deal with Abramoff? Or how do you say
I did Abramoff? See that. No? I thought it was great because Bob Ney was on it. He's been on this show before, and he was the Ohio congressman that was taken down. That did jail time, the only one. And how about what he said, that nothing's different with the reforms? Forget about it.
No, these guys are in there. I mean, they go to Washington, and they just sit back. And, you know, a lot of people say this upper 1% that control all the money in the country, you know, thinks their poop don't stink, and they're just above the rest of us or whatever. But, you know, these politicians are the same way. You know, they go there, and they just think that, oh, man, I'm spending somebody else's money and my money, you know, and selling out or whatever. And I don't know, Katie. It's just that's the one side of capitalism that's hard to fathom is greed, you know. But you find it in every type of government. It's not gonna, you know. You find it in, you know, socialism. You can find it in communism. You know, greed's gonna exist everywhere. But you just kind of wish that wasn't a part to it. You know what I mean? So.
Yep, I agree. But it's inevitable.
Yeah. Anyway, though. I just think we need to. Hopefully, get the right person in there this time. I really don't know who it is, Kate. It's just a big pile of poop, and I don't know how we're going to sort it out. I mean, you know, so many people have been guaranteed, you know, retirements and entitlements, et cetera, you know, from the government. I mean, if you had $1 trillion, would you build a business in America right now? And, you know, you got people sitting there saying, well, you're not paying your fair share of taxes.
You're right. That's something to think about. I mean, we are really at a crossroads here in the United States, and we all know that. Thanks, Don. Coming up, what happened in week 9 in the NFL as we get ready for another week of NFL football. We still have Monday Night Football, but some weird, wacky goings on. Yeah, definitely.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup, an extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through. The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Romo, five-step drop, sets and looks, throws it down the left side, Witten all alone, 15-10, a block and a cut to the goal line, touchdown Witten.
On a sweep, they bring Reggie around, coming around the corner, following block by Thomas, he breaks free, 10-5, touchdown!
All right! Wow! Oh, where has this offense been all season? I'll take it.
Play action, Smith, going down the sideline, looking for Miller, the fullback, he catches it and walks in untouched. For a Niner touchdown.
It's a 3-by-1 look for Ryan. Takes the shotgun snap. Colts blitz. Inside. Round Roddy or Julio. 35-40. Jones 50. Julio 40. Bye-bye. Julio 30. 20. 10. 5. Touchdown.
Manning's going to throw. Throws it left to the end zone. Touchdown Giants. Jake Ballard. Ran the square out in the back of the end zone, and with 15 seconds to go, the Giants are back in front, 23-20.
He blasted one way up there. Room for Cosby to go. This is actually Eddie Royal. He may go to midfield. A block, and he's gone. Royal by Leckler. He's gone. Eddie Royal, a touchdown for Denver to give him the lead.
Dalton fires into the end zone for Caldwell. It's a touchdown. And the Bengals take the lead.
Rodgers under center. Second and goal for the four. Quick throw back shoulder right side. Jennings. Touchdown! Brooks Jennings, and there is your dagger.
Peterson retreating. Fields inside at 5-2. Being chased at the 5-10. And tripped up. No, breaks the tackle. 20 to the 30. Breaks out of the tackle. 40. 50. It's a foot race. Goodbye. Arizona Cardinals win in overtime. On Patrick Peterson's third punt return for a touchdown this season.
Third and 10. Flacco awaits the snap from the gun. There's the snap. Flacco throwing in zone. Far side. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown, Ravens!
Touchdown Ravens, what a week. Flacco coming back. Crazy. Joe Flacco is the man in Baltimore. And Baltimore in Pittsburgh ends up with a big win to cap things off on Sunday night football. I've already mentioned that nobody nailed the score. There were some other surprises along the way and other great games. You heard in the mix there with Matt Johnson's great mix of what happened in Week 9 in the NFL. The New York Giants and the New England Patriots, to me, that was the game to watch. Whether you're a fan of either one of those teams or could care less other than watching good football, once it started to really go, once it broke open, that was an exciting game and another exciting game down the stretch. Some people predicted that this would be a big one for the Giants, that they would be able to win it. And sure enough, they're now 6-2. The Patriots are 5-3. And it was killer at the end. New England with 17 points in the final fourth quarter. The Giants had 14. But in the third quarter, they put up 10 points to New England's 3. So Eli Manning got the better of Tom Brady, if you want to look at it that way. It was a crazy, crazy drive that was very similar to what happened in the 2008 Super Bowl. A one-yard touchdown pass to Jake Ballard with 15 seconds on the clock gave the Giants that win. And the Giants were pretty confident going in, and poof, they pulled it off. Of all the games, this was billed as one of the big ones, and it turned out to be one of the big ones. That's the kind of football I like, where it's edge of your seat. Matt, you were watching some football. That was a pretty darn good game, wasn't it?
Yeah, there are a lot of good games this weekend, actually. I mean, several, especially the late games. It seemed like almost all of the late games were about to go to overtime or looking like it was going to be some kind of fantastic finish. A lot of them were. We had Arizona winning in overtime, and then the Giants winning in the end. And
the Sunday night that we mentioned, yeah, that was big.
There are a lot of close games this week and very exciting football.
Yeah, absolutely. There were a couple of others, too. Even Denver in their game, which, of course, Denver didn't win it, but they were – or Denver won it. They beat Oakland. But that was looking like that was going to teeter at one point. And then Cincinnati and Tennessee ended up 24-17. And then there was the blowouts. Miami, desperate for a win, just slaughtering Kansas City in Kansas City, 31-3. Atlanta, of course, Indianapolis is nowhere. They're dead. That's like a dead team. 31-7. Who knows if Peyton Manning comes back? He's not this season, and who knows if he's back next season. They're in the hunt for Andrew Luck, who should be probably number one in next year's draft at the quarterback spot, because it's been a miserable season for them. Certainly starting the season, Colt fans would have no idea that Indianapolis would go 0-9, nothing. They got nothing going on. I mean, it's there's nothing there.
And there's a lot of rumors swirling around now of, I guess it's the Polians in the Indianapolis media that are kind of getting at each other's throats, because the media is saying that the downfall of the team isn't necessarily Peyton Manning, but it's Bill Polian's son Chris, who's kind of been running the shots there, and it's a kind of a nepotism thing going on where he got the job because of his dad, but doesn't really have a clue as to what's going on. So Bill Polian came back with some strong words today, too, talking about some rats telling lies within the organization. So it could be kind of interesting, though, to watch, see how that plays out.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because the son, it does seem as though he doesn't know what he's doing. And Bill Polian, an incredible football man who has had powerhouse franchises, led powerhouse franchises anyway, I think a very good football man, but it doesn't always mean that the apple falls close to the tree. You know the old saying about the apple doesn't fall far from the tree? In this case, it fell 5 miles away. It's, or so it looks like. Yes, because you don't have Peyton Manning, sure, it's definitely a factor, but Matt has a point. It's not everything. Not where week in and week out it's just almost like an automatic win for whoever they play. And that's, so what's happened? What's happened to everybody else on that team? Certainly, that doesn't seem right. They don't even look competitive. They've been outscored 75-14 in the first half of the last three games. And check this number out. You ready for this? 120-24 overall. They've lost five straight home games for the first time since 2001. They're in danger of falling to 0-10 for the first time since 97. It's just, it's bleak. The numbers are terrible. I mean, awful. Automatically, you're thinking this is a win when you look at the schedule. And at this point, it has to be demoralizing for any of these indie players. What are they playing for? There certainly doesn't seem like there's any pride going on, because week in and week out, it's the same story. Week in and week out, it's the same thing. All right, another game that I like that I watched, San Francisco and Washington. A lot of people were thinking this is a game that Washington's going to win, but how about those 49ers? It's been a long time since we've said, and they've got Frank Gore, who's amazing. Watching him is a lot of fun. 49ers beating the Redskins 19-11, so they're 7-1 and looking really, really good. This is their sixth straight win. They're blowing away everybody in the NFC West, and it's just they're all kinds of moving parts. As I said, watching Frank Gore is what I enjoy doing that because, of course, fantasy. But anyway, the 49ers have been getting the job done. I mean, everything's working for them. Everything's working for them. And Mike Shanahan, oh, he's going to have to start shaking things up because things are not looking good. The Redskins are struggling big time.
There's another nepotism case, too, because people are calling out
his son,
Kyle, who's the offensive coordinator.
Yes, and look what's happened. It's been a disaster. So there's two great examples. A lot of times in football, you have families that do well, sons, brothers. You can look at a lot of...
The Ryan family.
Yeah, I was just going to say that the Ryan family is a great example of that. You have Rex Ryan coaching the Jets, and you have his brother...
Rob
Ryan, the wild man, as the defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys, and they're both having some success, definitely. And there's others, too, that we could look to. Fathers and sons. The Harbaughs are having a great time. We saw that certainly with Harbaugh tonight with the Baltimore Ravens and their big win over Pittsburgh. So there are examples of the opposite, but boy, it seems like sometimes when you bring the sons into the organizations, that football prowess doesn't necessarily translate from the father to the son. There's got to be a lot of pressure there because, you know, there's all these expectations, and when they fall flat, and in football you don't get a lot of chances. You get when you have records like we're talking about, usually you are out the door.
Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.